It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
Take five. It's the five-minute-ish edition of Take Command. That's Logan Paulson. I am Craig Hoffman. And Logan, just absolutely brutal news on Monday. John Allen out for the season. Tore his left pec, has to have it surgically repaired, and thus he is done. And, you know, after the game, I know John Keim said on his pod that John didn't think it was that serious, that like, but you just, anytime you hear pec, you're like, oh, that's, there aren't a lot of pec injuries. Tears kind of tends to be what it is. And if that requires surgery, you're done. And that is ultimately what it means. I think there's some bigger questions about John's future that, you know, I'll tackle on the radio and we can talk about in other places, but let's just keep for take five purposes to what this Darrell Tapp and Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. do to try to replace the production and any schematic tweaks they might need to make because John Allen is no longer available to them.
Yeah, and it's, and like you said, it's always disappointing when someone has an injury like this because it is a long-term process, the surgery, everything. It's just, it's a big deal. And it hurts even worse that he's playing well. Like he was doing some really good things. And I think the effort that he was playing with, the energy that he was bringing was showing up on tape. And I think when you go back to the, even the Arizona game, obviously Cleveland played great. Like it's a different guy. And I think that's the thing that's hard about it too. In addition to, you know, obviously like the personal stuff he's going to be going through after the surgery. It's just, it's, he was doing a good job. And I think he was elevating this team. So I think this is, it's going to be a little bit of, by committee, I would assume. I think guys are going to have bigger roles. I think the great thing, if there's a positive or silver lining, is you did draft Jerzon Newton, who is a guy that shows up a little bit. You know, he shows up a little bit. He's got a little bit of twitch. He's explosive. He plays hard. I think the one thing that I would be a little bit leery of is, you know, in the Baltimore game, he's getting pushed around a little bit. He's not great against the run, you know, and I think that's something you got to kind of say, well, how do we ensure that he keeps one-on-one blocks? Because I think he does fine with one-on-ones, but when it's double teams, he's got to fight people off. That's not always ideal. So Jerzon, I think, is going to have a bigger role. I think Duran, hopefully he steps up and is a little bit more consistent. Again, he's had his moments, but he hasn't had that kind of big game yet, and so hopefully that happens soon. Big Phil is going to play more. And then I think you got to look and say, who else is going to kind of fill in that role? And do you go out and try to find someone off the street? Do you try to make a trade for somebody? I'm not sure. You know, there's, in terms of roster depth, I don't have the depth chart in front of me, but it's getting a little bit thin there on the defensive tackle position. So I think that's the thing is you know, obviously you had to, or you traded John Ridgeway because you have value there. You're trying to get more picks for next year's draft, but now you're going to be in a little bit of a predicament in terms of who's going to be playing. So
yeah, it's, I mean, Newton seems like the obvious choice to take on the starting role, but also I think you could play you could play Big Phil a little bit more on first and second down.
No, for sure.
If you want a little bit more beef in there. And then I think you get into the question of like, yeah, who, like, I guess the good thing is they have some guys with some versatility, right? So like, Fa Obada is back. That's good. That's helpful. Yeah. Not necessarily first and second down, but in certain situations, he can play that three technique inside. Like that's definitely helpful.
And you know, Shelton Day has popped up a couple times. And I will say, I can't even say his name, but Hajiga. I don't know how to say his name. The guy from
I'm going to go with Hagai Ndwisi.
Ndwisi is how you say his last name. But he actually had a really solid preseason. And so maybe as a developmental guy with a lot of physical tools, maybe he gets in the rotation a little bit, you know, as the season goes on. Because, again, I thought his preseason tape, again, he's playing against guys that may or may not be playing football anymore, but maybe he comes in as a – he is a big, explosive dude. He's 6'8". You think he's like 345, 335, something like that. He can move around a little bit, like kind of former basketball player background. So, obviously, the physical talent's there, but, you know, does he know what he's doing? But I think Day will get some more burn in the meantime while that piece develops. But it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because I think, you know, FA's coming off the leg injury. I think he's still finding his feet a little bit. I don't know how much you want him to play. I think you probably play some different defensive fronts. I think you probably play more jam front, more odd front. Again, because I think that the people that you have now, all of a sudden you want to make sure, you want to ensure they have single blocks as much as possible. So however you get that done, I think is going to be the next step to just kind of maximize them and their relative inexperience and hopefully ensure that the defense keeps playing at a high level.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's available on the free agent market, but one thing I will say to wrap us up here is it's a lot easier to convince people to come play for you, like a vet who might have been sitting out being like, hey, I want to go chase a ring or I want to be part of a winner, when you're a winner. And the fact that Washington has played better than everyone expected, like, that's a big deal. And, you know, people always want to talk about, like, Stephon Gilmore, why didn't they go sign him at corner in the offseason? I'm like, probably because some of these vets that are kind of near the end of their primes, nevertheless, the end of their careers, they want to go play for winners. And most people expected this to be a building year for Washington. And some of those guys that are available now, like, we have Patrick Peterson, who's now an Odyssey insider on the show, but he said, like, I'm still technically available. I'm still working out and I'm just kind of waiting to see if there's the right opportunity, but like, I want to win a ring. And, you know, I think in the offseason, there's no way a Patrick Peterson would ever consider Washington. If they go win the next four games and they need a help at corner, like, would they call Pat P and be like, hey, you want to come in? Maybe. And would he consider it? Yeah, absolutely. Because all of a sudden you're a winner. And so I don't know what's available on the DT market. Maybe there is a guy like that that's kind of been waiting, floating for the right opportunity. And he knows that now he can come to Washington, be a part of a winning team and get some minutes. And so that recruiting process is a lot easier, but obviously, John has been playing really, really well, and it really was starting to pop on tape, and the emotional hit of it as well. One of your leaders, one of the guys that's been around just on for John, like, he's been around so many bad teams and he's finally on a good one, and for this to happen just absolutely sucks. So really, really just hate that in every conceivable way for him and for the team. But this is life in the NFL. Got to keep moving, and they will. We'll talk about it more as we preview Carolina and some of the you know, problems they present. I know you're like, problems, Carolina? Yeah, there's a couple. We'll preview them tomorrow. So make sure you're subscribed here to Take Command. For Logan, I'm Craig. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Take 5.